We're doing the Seder of Kabbalah. We had been discussing the other Tanaic works, the term Tnan, Tanya, Tonu Rabbonon, Tani, Reminu. Now the Meiri continues and says, V'cholelu v'chayotze be'en in b'raitot shelo k'vu v'lo nitpasemu. All the different brises we were quoting until now were brises that were not set and were not famous. Ela shaya kol echad mehem kotvam. Each one would write their version of the Tanaic quotes, k'mo shaya mekabel merabo, as he had on tradition from his Rebbe, or ma shaya lomed me'atzmo, or what he learned on his own. U'mitoch kach lo samchu aleihem. That's why the rabbis didn't rely on them as much. U'kmo shamu, as the Gemara tells us, kol b'raita d'lo mitanya be'rav Chiya v'rav Hoshaya alav b'raita hi. Any b'raisa that was not quoted in the Academy of Rav Chiya and Rav Hoshaya, that's not as valid a b'raisa v'lo motvina minei be'medrisha. We don't really knock out an opinion in the Beis Medrash just because you'll quote me a b'raisa that hasn't been validated. Mipnei she'hem hayu miyusad shel Rebbe u'midvarav netku. Because the academies of Rav Chiya and Rav Hoshaya, they had a very strong basis. They came down from Rebbe and they copied it down. And the other ones, go figure which rabbi wrote that one, how strong a tradition he had, how careful he was with each word. So when you quote me a braisa that contradicts an amora, and you want to knock out that amora, the Gemara says that braisa better be very, very clear that it's been valid down to the nuance, so that I know that I could rely on it. And only braises that are quoted from the academies of Rav Chiya and Rav Hoshaya have that level of validity.
But we see that it says like mitzvah on Tanya.
So sometimes it depends on the weight of the Amora, it depends on a lot of factors. But
I think the Ein Yitzchak also brings that concept, the difference between Tanya and Tanu Rabbanan. But it says that you see that it says Mitzvah and Tanya.
Right. The question is, do you say Tuvta?
Meaning
Mitzvah, I'll ask a question from a Braisa. But sometimes the Gemara will say, that price of Mishabeshtahi, that price is not an accurate quote. Sometimes the Gemara is going to say, that price of Chesur Mechzura, you're missing something from that price. The Gemara will give all kinds of terutzim in other prices, which the Gemara is less apt to give if the price is introduced as a price from the Academy of Rav Chiya and Rav Hoshaya. That's the idea. You're right. The whole Shas is filled with prices that were from other academies. The question is, how quick am I to disregard the Amora because of the Braisa, and how quick am I to say, well, that Braisa isn't what you think it is? Meaning, either it's a misquote or you have to apply it differently. How quick am I to change the Braisa? How quick am I to knock out the Amora? So the Braisa is from Rav Chiya and Rav Hoshaya, they'll knock out an Amora.
Who's also a Talmud? Same.
We'll see. Wait. We'll get there. When we talk about the different traditions, some rabbis could cut it really short, like the Talmud tells us in Erevin, Mishnat Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Kavinaki. The Mishnah of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, it's a very, very small volume, but it's so pure, every word over there teaches a tremendous amount of halacha. He could get everything down to a minimal amount of Mishnayos. Some rabbis, they spoke at length. It took them many words to get their ideas across. And some rabbis, their tradition would include different opinions, contradictory opinions, but they knew in their mind when they would quote a braisa that when they say sentence A, that's this opinion, B, that opinion, C, that opinion. But in their minds, that was the way they would arrange their Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's why the Gemara will sometimes say, that even though it's all one braisa, yeah, but the rabbi who quoted that braisa, when he's quoting the first sentence, he was remembering this opinion. The second sentence was that opinion. Meaning, so it depends on the rabbi. Different rabbis remembered their braisas in different ways. And you didn't have a set system. And that's why the Talmud will sometimes say, that sentence, that's so-and-so's opinion. Why doesn't it say it in the braisa? Because when you're trying to remember the oral law, and there is no set system for remembering it, so each one compiles in the way that fits and best. I could tell you that when I was learning Zeroim, in the Mishnais of Zeroim, so I wrote notes at the side of the Mishnah summarizing the halacha. And every word I would read, I could, if you guys want, remind me, I'll bring you once my Mishnayos. You'll see around each Mishnah I have footnotes. And every word I would read, I would pause. I reviewed it over 100 times. I reviewed it to the point where I could remember as I was reading the Mishnah. Okay, and the Rambam says, this is explained like this. The Ravid says like this. The Rash like this. The Rosh like this. I could read a Mishnah, and every line in my mind, I would throw in the interpretations and the halacha and the, a lot of different things that, that when you're used to learning by heart, so you do that.
Did you really review it 100 times? Or
that... More than 100 times. Maybe 500 times. Sure.
How did you do that? You just went over it at the same time?
No, every day I reviewed a few masechtas. Yeah. But you... Yeah, sure. I overdid it. I was at a point where I was reviewing half of Seder's Ram every morning. Which is, it takes time. And in the end, it's a pity. Because you could use that, there's a limit to Amtri Shad Chazer at one sitting. And I didn't know that wisdom back then. But
Rav Avadia's old chavruta was a little frustrated with Rav Avadia that he was doing so much chazara. So they say they split up. And now this rabbi can say that he once was the chavruta of Rav Avadia.
Rabbeinu HaKadosh yada kol. Rabbi, he knew everything. Kmo shamu b'masech tzanedrin. Rebbe, 12,000 Mishnayos, 12,000 halachos, he knew by heart, and he was unusually brilliant. So Rebbe was able to gather, the Talmud says he had 13 versions of the Mishnah, that he 13 versions of the oral law that he put together, that he went and learned by different rabbis, and he got it all down pat. Now that's some memory. He got sick, he forgot a bunch of them. And he went back and reviewed them and got them back. But, that's unusual. And what Rebbe did was he sifted through it and he chose that which was fit to be chose from his predecessors. Together with the points that he added with his great understanding. And he arranged it all one by one. No one before him was such an expert chef to make such a concoction. And no one's going to come after him who's going to second him. And he arranged everything. Sometimes he quotes and he tells you who he's quoting. And sometimes he just quotes it stam without telling you who he's quoting. Sometimes he takes an individual's opinion and state it plainly without telling you there's only one rabbi who said this. So that future generations will find it very clear that the halacha is like that opinion. Meaning when we have a quote that says Rebbe so-and-so says this, so the general rule is only he says that. If everyone agrees, why is it said in his name? So that automatically makes him the minority opinion. If I take that opinion and I quote it plainly, then I've redoubled its strength. Because now what I basically said is everyone says this. That's the halacha. That's a stam.
It doesn't mention your name. It's not a stam. It's just Rabbi Meir's opinion.
You said that. I didn't. Let's wait and see.
It's
a stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. Rav Shirai Gon explains that a little differently than the way you just said. Let's wait and hear how the Miri is going to explain that. Let's wait. The way you explained it seems to be the way Rashi understands it in the beginning of Megillah. I'm not arguing with you. But let's wait. Let's hear the Miri on that. Ukmo Shamar, and as the Talmud tells us, Rebbe saw the opinion of Rebbe Shimon with regard to the laws of Kisui Adam. So that's why in the Mishnah he writes, Chachamim Omrim, the rabbis say so and so. And really it's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. V'chen Alben, you find that throughout the Shas, that Rebbe will sometimes say something as though all the rabbis say it, and really he had it on tradition from one rabbi. Then Rabbi Chia went and added clarity. Anytime you find Rabbi Chia's Bryce's arguing with Rebbe's Mishnah, Rebbe wins. Kmo shamu, as the Talmud says, machloket b'matnitin mestam b'braita, ein umrim b'alacha kestam. If in Rebbe's Mishnah it's a machlokes, And in Rav Chiya's Braisa, it's a stam Braisa, meaning Rav Chiya ruled this way. We don't go to Rav Chiya. Why? Sharem Rebbe Loshna, Rav Chiya Minayinle. Rav Chiya was Rebbe's disciple. If Rebbe didn't teach it, so how'd Rav Chiya get it? Obviously, Rebbe still held that there is no halachic ruling on that. Rabbi Chiya could compile his Tosefta, but it doesn't have greater halachic weight than Rabbi's Mishnah, no? That's a rule throughout Chas. He has his right to compile, very good. But
I thought that Rabbi was saying, it's okay, you can add it onto my...
Right, he could add it. It adds clarity, but when it's going to disagree, the rabbis of the Talmud said that Rebbe was bigger and the halacha is like Rebbe. The general rule until the generation of Abaye and Rava is en al chaket talmid min kom rabo. When you have machlokis Rav in his Talmud, the halacha is like the Rebbe until the generation of Abaye and Rava. Yeah. From Abaye and Rava on. Yeah. Look, I'm speaking and I feel like I'm being unfair to you because everything I'm saying now is, you know, there are multiple opinions in halacha. You know, I'm oversimplifying it, but for the sake of simplicity, this is the generally accepted opinion. When you learn the sugya and Shabbos and you learn other things, you'll suddenly see that even this, there's room for discussion. When do I say in halacha ketalmid b'mkom rabo? When do I say halacha kebasroi? There's a riff that leaves out the point from Abaye and Rava onward. Meaning generally everyone says from Abaye and Rava onward. But there's one place where the riff, in quoting this rule, leaves that out. And the question is, why did he leave that out? So there's a big discussion, how exactly do I apply this? I'm saying I'm oversimplifying this a little bit, but this is the general rule. The exceptions you'll learn as you go along. The general rule is, until the generation of Abaye and Rava, en al chaket talmid b'mkom rabo. From Abaye and Rava onward, halacha kebasroi.
So when you have like a machloket Rav, like Rav, on
tonight,
it's not like Rav?
Not mikoach halacha kebasroi, no. It could be like Rav because the stam of the Shas will go with him. It could be like Rav for other reasons. But for that reason, no. Okay. And you should know, you're going for rabbinic. So one of the things you have to try to do as you're learning Gemara is apply these rules the way you're doing now. And what you're asking is very important. Whenever I learn with guys who are in the direction you're going, I always try to get them to see in the Gemara. But okay, now how's the halacha? And then look at the Rishonim and start asking, okay, why did they or didn't they go the way I wanted? It's very important. No, it's very good that you bring this up. Meaning, as much validity as we give the Tosefta of Rabbi Chiya, we don't give it that much that Rabbi Chiya's Tosefta will overpower a Mishnah by Rabbi. If they don't disagree directly, if you could say that Rabbi Chiya is defining the Mishnah, so great, that's where Rabbi Chiya's Tosefta is wonderful. But when they suddenly come and clash, even to the point where Rabbi expressed both opinions, he just didn't give halachic weight to one over the other. And Rabbi Chiya did. So then the halacha is not going to be like the Tosefta. Now, even this rule that he's bringing needs clarity. Because he's simplifying it. He's saying, if there's a stam in the Tosefta, machlokas in the Mishnah, the halacha is not like the stam. But who said? Who said that the stam in the Tosefta argues with the Mishnah? Meaning, when you have two opinions in the Mishnah, well, the halacha is going to be like one of them, so I have to go against the ruling of the Tosefta? Obviously not. You with me?
Why obviously not?
Because why is it worse than had I not had anything?
It's more of an addition. It's something better than before. There were
right.
Two arguments in the Mishnah. Now
right.
He's coming to give to clarify and to give his own opinion. It's better than if there was no opinion.
If I had nothing in the Mishnah, right? I had the machlokas in the Mishnah. I have to rule like one of the two opinions? So now, because the Tosefta ruled like one, I'm going to go against it?
There's a concept that there are two, it's like there's like an opposite Kal V'Chomer in the Mishnah. Why do I, like, it should be Kal V'Chomer that I just need one opinion. Why do I have a second opinion?
Right.
And the Mishnah comes to say, no, this and all the more, like, and...
Lo Zu Avzu or Zu Ven Tzarech Lomar Zu?
I'm going to need a translation.
This, and I don't even have to say that.
Right. And so one of the explanations is that Rabbi brought both opinions. There's one from a previous generation, one from a later generation. And so he first wrote down the one from the previous generation, and then wrote down the one from the later generation.
Okay.
We go to the one with the later generation.
And therefore what? I don't understand what you're saying.
For the halacha, it's like the batra.
So you have to show me. I don't know what you mean.
If you have, when we get brain bracha, like it's in the...
Okay,
it's in the
so we'll see. So all he means to say is that although in the Mishnah, a Stam Mishnah has tremendous halachic weight, in the Tosefta and in the Braisas, a Stam Tosefta does not have that weight. Meaning, if I have a machlokas in the Mishnah, let's say I have a machlokas, Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, so the halacha should be like Chachamim. The Stam Tosefta will not overpower my other rules. Meaning, don't think that a Stam Tosefta has the same weight as a Stam Mishnah. No. A Machlokas in the Mishnah has a greater weight than a Stam in the Braisa. Now, does that mean I totally disregard the Stam in the Braisa? No. If I have no weight whatsoever from the Mishnah, so then I have no direction from Rabbi Harapaskin, so then good, I'll go with the Tosefta. He doesn't mean to say, well, if Rabbi Chia made it into Stam and Rabbi left it as a Machlokas, so goodbye Rabbi Chia, we don't take you into account. I don't think that's what he means to say. And in the little I've learned in halacha, I haven't seen anyone take it that way. The way the halacha takes it is that the way I said earlier, that if I have some indication from the Mishnah, then the Stam Tosefta doesn't have a tremendous weight against the indications from the Mishnah. But it's not that it doesn't exist. I will sometimes rule like the Stam Tosefta, and I assume the Miri isn't going against that. Logic dictates that we have nothing against the Tosefta to say, if he said it, then it's wrong. Right?
So you're saying, sir, that if he says it, it's more strange?
Yeah, it is. On some level, it is. At the end of the day, you have Rabbi Chia, you do have a Braisa, a Stam Braisa that goes that way. Stam Braisa has some weight. It's just not anywhere near a Stam Mishnah, not even near a Machlokas in the Mishnah. I have rules in the Mishnah, Allah Rabbi Kiva Mechabeiro, I have rules. And those rules will overpower a Stam Tosefta usually. And you understand that this is going to be a gray area in Halacha. How much weight? The second you tell me it's not as much, okay, so then how do you define how much? That's where you sometimes have machlokas in what the Halacha is. You have a Stam Tosefta this way, you have machlokas in the Mishnah that way, you have a... And then you start weighing.
But we don't pass any part of the Mishnah anyway, so what...
What does that mean we don't pass according to the Mishnah?
We pass according to what the logic, the following logic in the Gemara.
Assuming the Gemara has logic on it. You have lines in the Mishnah that the Gemara leaves as is. The Gemara doesn't always alter a Mishnah. The Gemara sometimes clarifies a Mishnah. At the end of the day, a lot of halacha revolves around the Mishnah. What we say is that if you've only learned Mishnayos, you can't rule from a Mishnah. You have to have the oral tradition of what's going on in the Mishnah.
But we have the same about who the halacha is, and then the Gemara will come along and say, no, it's not like that.
Right.
So then what is it? Only if the Gemara is not commenting on it, only then do these concepts apply?
Not exactly. I think we'd be getting too intricate without seeing real examples. I don't think it would be logical. Meaning, Bezachem, we'll learn, we'll see. The practical applications you'll see as you apply it. Right now, let's leave it at this, and we'll see as we go along. We'll see. V'hu sh'amav masech te'uvin b'inyan parutz ke'omed t'yuv t'avil ch'takavate. The Gemara discusses their concept where we know if the majority of the wall is built, then it's like it's built. If the majority is broken down, then it's like it's broken down. What happens if it's exactly half-half? Oh, so we disprove one opinion. Then the Gemara says, yeah, now Allah is like the opinion you disprove. So the Gemara says, V'ikshualas, the Gemara asks, T'yuvta ve'ilchita? What do you mean? You disproved it in the Allah is that way? That doesn't seem to make sense. V'tirtzu, and the Gemara answers, in, yeah. Even though you disproved that the Allah is like that opinion, Mishum dedeka matnin kavatei. Because the Mishnah goes with that opinion. You disproved it from a Braisa. With all due respect to the Braisa, the Diuk in the Mishnah seems to have gone with that opinion. So although technically you seem to have disproven it from a Braisa, but a disproof from a Braisa will not overpower even a Diuk in the Mishnah. It's not that they're head-on colliding. It's something that I can discern from the Mishnah. So here we see how much greater is the power of a Mishnah over a Braisa. Yes, a Braisa has a lot of weight. Most of the Talmud is discussing Braisas. But at the end of the day, we come back to Mishnayos. That's why I often say, if you want a handle on at least 50% of Shulchan Aruch, learn Mishnayos. You won't know Halacha yet. You can't paskin from the Mishnah. But if you'll open up, when you'll open up a Mishnah Brura and a Shulchan Aruch, you'll suddenly find that at least 50% of what's there is Mishnayos. So at least you'll have a picture of what's going on
so
in Halacha.
So by knowing Shulchan Aruch, we can know what the Halacha from Mishnah was taken from.
You can't just learn Shulchan Aruch.
Right. But if we're starting, can we understand that which Mishnah goes on hand with Halacha?
Yeah. When I was young, I was still in high school. So what? Yeah, I'm still young. When I was younger, right. At one point, they asked me to check the Erev in the community. They asked me to drive around and make sure the Erev was up. So I asked them, what am I doing? So they gave me dummy instructions. They said, you're making sure this string is here, and this fence is there. And they gave me like instructions like anyone could do, right? So I didn't want to be such a dummy. I said, okay, I want to understand what's going on. So what did I do? I sat down and learned all Mishnayos Erevin. I learned through the Mishnayos. I learned it once, I learned it twice, I reviewed it. And then I went through the halachas quickly. And I found that skipping all the Talmud, just going from Mishnah to halacha. Wow, hey, I can understand what was going on. So obviously I didn't give halachic ruling, that wasn't my job there. My job was to do that dummy job, to look and see, is this fence up, is this string up? And that's what I did. But at least to have a picture of what's going on, I suddenly saw that you could really get a decent grasp of, if you want a picture of at least what's going on, that goes back to these concepts, that at the end of the day, most of halacha revolves around the Mishnah. You can't rule based on that. You need a tradition. You need to understand the Talmud. But you still get a very good picture from the Mishnah.